The Burton Lady Panthers softball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against the Granger Lady Lions is made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Azura Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Trailmasters Community Medicine, Burton Sports and Burton Veterinary Clinic, Dominan Associates, Plain North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizens State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Glenn College, EDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family and Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, EVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Steelman Construction, Mattress Guys, Pegler Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Services, The Paint Warehouse, Coaches Insurance, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, with the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
A team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party, Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season and good luck in the playoffs.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Bastrop High School, home of the Lady Bears, is now home to the playoffs for the Burton Lady Panthers and the Granger Lady Lions. It's the area round tonight. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, brand new field, though. We just found out before we went in the air. They just got it in January, and now here we are, playoff right here on it.
Getting to break it in, very nice. Sun is actually looking like it's trying to come out here. I think it's going to get a little cool when it does get later in the game. Hopefully we can jump on Granger pretty quick, often and early, and stay warm that way.
There you go. And this one getting underway. And scheduled for a 5:30 start time. It is one game only, winner take all. And so we'll see what happens as we get through the course of the evening. Meantime, let's head back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
And back we go here, and I want to let you know that this podcast, Lady Panthers softball, made possible by UIL. The mark your calendars, the 2026 UIL State Softball Championships take place May 28th through the 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at UILTexas.org/softball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/softball. No Lady Panthers hoping to punch their ticket this year. And they have just been red hot lately here, Daryl. Back on March the 11th, they were 6-12. Since then, they have run the tables in the district, perfect 10-0, and then, of course, the two playoff wins last week, and that's got the young ladies in the red, black, and white all smiles tonight.
You know, you always want to peek at the end. When you get to the playoff run, you want to be hot, and there's no hotter team here. You know, we were blessed to have a great run in basketball, so that took your catcher, your pitcher, your shortstop. There's not a team in any division anywhere that can sit there and miss those three type of caliber players in those three key positions and think that you're going to compete. Coach Zorn intentionally played some really tough, hard classification teams. We competed, me and him talked for a good while one night. I said, Coach, as long as they're competing, instead, you're only going to get better. You're only going to get better when your whole team gets there and they get in softball shape. It's going to be fun. And that's where we're at right now. Lexi is throwing the ball well because, as we both know, in softball, it starts in that circle. You got a pitcher that can control the game. Then we have a defense that makes all the routine plays and one or two great plays. And then with the bats, it's been unbelievable with all the way through. But I'm going to point out Amaya, unbelievable season. I don't see her, and I hope that their coach is dumb that she pitches to them, because I don't think that she's going to see a pitch that she's going to get to hit. If she does, everything's been looking like a beach ball, like you talked the other night on at the station with you. Tremendous kids. You got Amaya, you got Paige, you got Aaron, you got Melanie, and you got Abby, are your five seniors. You know, none of these girls want this to be their last game. You know, it's tough when you play a single game because anybody can get beat any night if you come in and you don't play at the top of your game. You don't get the breaks But these girls are loose. Coach Zorn and Coach Smith have them confident. And, you know, Granger's got a good team. When you get to the second round, third round, everybody can play. And, you know, we didn't have the luck to win at the toss and everything, but, you know, good teams win. And I wouldn't bet against this red and black team over here that they're going to come out and have some fun. We watched the pitcher warm up over there for Granger. She's a right-hander, throws a rise ball, not really hard, but you can make a jump. If you don't get on top of it, you're just going to pop it up. And so we have to be patient and put the ball in play. You know, between them and Harper the other night, they made 11 errors.
Oh,
so if you put the ball in play, you get those second chances. You know, you can do it sometime with that.
Exactly. Well, we got more to come on the pregame. Let's head back to the studios. Here another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't understand we have an update on the boys' game as to how they're going right now.
Yes, sir. We are in the bottom of the fourth, and top of the fourth, and Burton is winning 3-0.
All right, that's good news, and we'll be with the Panthers tomorrow for game two. The big weather permitting, hopefully. But we'll be there tomorrow over in New Candy Westport. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at how some of the other action went around the area. Of course, the area round got started last night. And it was Columbus and Marion splitting their doubleheader. Columbus won the first game 7-0. Marion won the second game 5-4. Sealy, meanwhile, pounded China Spring yesterday 12-1. Lexington Downey West 3-1. It was a real pitcher's duel. Barbers Hill shutting out College Station 1-0. Coming up tonight at, just got underway, Anderson Shiro and Central Heights. Game one of their series over at Lufkin Hub, Hudson. Then you got game one, Lake Creek and Santa Fe at 6 o'clock at CEQ. Winner take all game, Mumford and Fremont, they're playing at 6 o'clock at College Station. Game two, Seaton and China Spring, they're playing at 6 o'clock in Mumford. Then you got a winner take all game, Caldwell and Robinson at 6:30 in Georgetown. Game two, College Station and Farmers Hill at 6:30 at Cy Fair. Belleville and Gerald, they're playing at 7 o'clock over in Elgin. And you got Lexington and West at 7 o'clock in Madisonville. So full slate of area round softball games on tap for tonight. And we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hello, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
And back we go here to Bastrop High School and the Burton Lady Panthers and the Granger Lady Lions. Take a look at tonight's starting lineups. And first of all, for the visiting Burton Panthers, it'll be Lexi Granger leading things off doing the pitching. Batting second will be the center fielder, Maya Williams. Batting third, second baseman, Paige Fritz. Just saw her mom down there. but Paige Fritz batting third, playing second base. Natalie Hody is in right field batting cleanup. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Layla Ellis. Batting sixth, third baseman, Lacey Brazier. Batting seventh will be the shortstop, Aaron Huntsman. Batting eighth, first baseman, Melanie Wood. And batting ninth will be the designated player, Kelsey Landreault. And Landreault hitting for the left fielder, Abby Dowling. And now for Granger's starting the lineup. It'll be leading off with the catcher, Skyla Thorson. Batting second will be the shortstop, Izzy Tavernier. Batting third will be the pitcher, Rylan Hamby. Batting fourth, third baseman, Abby Crouch. Batting fifth, center fielder, Kenzie Vitak. Batting sixth will be the designated player, Sienna Cortez, and she'll be hitting for the left fielder, Kendall Wells. Batting seventh, right fielder, Marvra Brynroskro. Batting eighth, second baseman, Brooklyn Gaslin. And batting ninth, first baseman, Kayla Weaver. That's what we're going to starting lineups, and we continue with the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Let's go, Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton! B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, and we're back, and it looks like we're going to get this one started early. And it is Rylan Hamby in the circle, warming up, and she'll be leading the top three in the Burton batting order: Lexi Brazier, Amaya Williams, and Paige Fritch. Burton dressed out in the black, white, and red, while Granger dressed out in the purple and gold. Doug Brennan, Daryl Kiki with you. So glad you could be with us on this Thursday. Playoff doubleheader, of course, coming up tonight. You got the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. And that one gets underway pregame at 6:30. And first pitch at 7 o'clock. Stephen Drain and Tommy Lang will have the call for you from College Station High School. And while we're here with the here at Bastrop High School, as we said at the top of the pregame, brand new field over here just got started in January.
Yeah, it's very nice setup here. Man, I can't get over it. We're blessed, man. The sun is shining. I'm going to use this like my dad used to always say, this is the calm before the storm. It's supposed to come later tonight.
Yep.
But let's hope we get this game in, get back to Burton, and it can come all at once while we're sleeping.
And Lexi Brazier to lead things off. Right-handed batter, right-hand pitcher, and we're ready for our first pitch. And Hammy's first pitch is taking a pie for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Need to get Lexi on. She can make a lot happen with her speed.
Yeah. Amaya Williams has been on just an absolute tear waiting on deck. And that one up and in, and it's 2-0. This field is all turf. And this one, a pie ball 3.
That girl.
And coaches in place for Burton, head coach Zach Zorn, and the third base coach and by assistant coach Blair Smith over at first base. Yeah, that went inside ball four. And Brazier takes the lead off walk.
Now the question is she going to pitch to her?
Yeah. Williams, that doubleheader last week, just an incredible four home runs, two doubles, and then after that, then they walked her three times. And they pitch to her, and she lines this one to center, and, or excuse me, to right field. Right fielder making a grab there. That's Remastro for out number one.
Hit it on the nose. Let's go, Paige. We got to have you, babe.
And now Paige Fritz, the batter. Fritz, one of the five seniors on this team.
I think you're going to see Lex steal this base here.
And she swings that one in a left field base hit. And Brazier will stop at second. We got two runners on base now. And that'll bring up Natalie Hody.
All right, Nat, there they set, babe. Bailey to the game to support our girls.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we see, yeah, we got the Glazemans here tonight. And a pie for a ball.
All right, Nat, she puts it fat here, drive one.
And that one inside for a ball. And 2-0 count on Hody. Layla Ellis, the catcher, would be due up next. Got two on, only one out here at the top of the first inning. Swung out and missed, and 2-1.
That rise ball just looks so fat coming up there. And on the last minute, it jumps up.
And next pitch from Hamby. Low away a ball. And 3-1 now.
Load him up a lot.
And this one, ground ball to third. And she's going to step on the bag, get the lead out, throw to first. And safe at first. But so Hody will reach on the fielder's choice. Brazier retired. That's two away now, and that's going to bring up Layla Ellis. Ellis taking over the catching duties after a great basketball season. Well, speaking of basketball, congratulations go out to Val Hernandez. They came out with the All-Brazos Valley team, and she is the Bryan College Station Eagle did, and Val made the All-Brazos Valley team.
Congratulations to her. Great job.
And pitch is taken for a ball, will it know?
Oh, we need clutch here.
And that one is a strike call. 1-1 count. Got runners at first and second, two down. Fritz at second, Hody at first. And that one is fisted into foul territory, and that's going to go out of play. So 1-2 count now on Ellis.
Come on, man.
And that one up high ball is 2-2.
There you go.
One back up the middle of the base hit.
That's a run.
Fritz coming home. She's going to score. And they're going to hold the runner up. Oh, and now they got a run down. And they are going to put the tag on Hody to retire the side. But in the inning, they do get one run on one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the first. Burton leads it 1-0. Back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions. but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
And back we go here, and we're heading to the bottom of the first inning. Burton leads it 1-0. And Lexi Brazier getting set for her first pitch. And meanwhile, Darryl, you got an update on the boys.
Yes, top of six. We're up 6-0.
All right. And Brazier's first pitch, up high of ball. It's 1-0. Pitch into Skyla Thorson, the catcher for Granger. Burton leads it 1-0 here. Next pitch, behind, it's 2-0.
Come get him, Lex. You won that inning with that. That was a clutch hit to get at least a run. Calm them nerves down.
And squares away the bunt, pops right. This one up in the air,
good
and underneath for out number one. And Izzy Tavernier, the shortstop, now to bat. Good crowd on hand here. And that one is a chopper to second. Fritch up with it.
Nice job.
He's on the first, and it's two quick outs. And now Rylan Hamby, the pitcher, will bat.
All right, girls, let's find this third one.
And Todd Call. Brazier ready, and next pitch. Swung on a miss, go with one.
Stay right there inside, tie her up.
Brazier, sophomore. And that one down the line, that's a fair ball. And Hamby is going to be aboard on the two-out single. Cody over there getting to it in a hurry. Make sure that stayed just a single.
Yeah.
And now Abby Crouch, the third baseman, will bat. Crouch, a lefty up there. And first pitch to her. And taking for a ball. It's 1-0.
Not giving anything at the chest piece consistently. Not calling it, so.
Yeah. And pitch foul tip. And it's 1-1.
Finding out here, girls.
There's one knocked out by Brazier. Fritz got to hurry. Throws the first in. Nice recovery there to get the out. And that'll work out the side. So in the inning, no runs. One hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the top of the second inning. Burton leading it 1-0 back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Go, fight, win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go here. Lacey Brazier leading things off at the top of the second inning. Burton with a 1-0 lead over Granger. And Brazier punches this one in the left field. Drop
and,
the and then it went over the left fielder's head and second base.
Nice base.
And so a single and an error, and that gets Brazier to second. Brings up Aaron Huntsman.
Let's go, Aaron.
Huntsman, another one of the seniors on this Burton team. Squares away to bunt, and puts a good one down.
It hit her in the bunt.
Oh. And that's going to get the run. Get her aboard, but in the meantime, like you said, Daryl, the umpire's conferring.
Oh, out of the box.
Hit her out of the box, so she's out. And so one down, that'll bring up Melanie Wood.
Another senior here for
Yeah.
All right, Melanie, let's go now.
The runner second, one down, and Andy with the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0. And bounce that one back into the fence, and it's 1-1.
Punch went out there to right field. Lacey'd score real easy.
And this one sent out to center.
Get back.
That's going to be caught, and they're going to throw it into second for a double play. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning for Burton, no runs, one hit, one error. And nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Burton leading Granger 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
And we're back in Kinsey Vitek with a ground ball over to Paige French, and she throws her out at first. And now they'll bring up the designated player, Sienna Cortez. She's batting for the left fielder, Kendall Wells. And Wells swings and misses and brings her out in front, 0-2. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Burton beating Granger 1-0.
Put her away next.
Next pitch.
And a
strike three call. That's the first strikeout for Lexi Brazier. And it's quickly out number two here.
Paige's been having a busy night so far. Is that about three, at least three, 4-3 outs?
Yep. And that one foul back into the screen. Quickly here, 0-1. Yeah, we did place the fielders. We got Ellis back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Wood at first, French at second, left side, Huntsman at short, Lexi Brazier, or Lacey Brazier at third. Which swung out and missed, 0-2. And then the outfielders, Williams at center, Dowling in left, and Wood, or excuse me, and then Hody in right field. 0-2 pitch.
And
it's down on strikes. And it's a quickly a three up and three down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And we played through two. We're on to the third inning. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
All right, and we are back here, and Kenzie Landry will pop this one up and is caught by the catcher for out number one.
Daryl Geeky, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are
she takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the third inning. Burton Lady at 1-0.
Had to get some base runners on there, Doug.
Yep.
Third. Back to the top of the order.
And that one is taken for a ball. It's 2-0. Razor drew a watch. And then was erased on a forced play back in the first inning. 2-0 delivery. Downstairs for a ball. It's 3-0.
Put her on and let's get a two-run shot.
And a 3-0 pitch.
Ball four.
And a pie ball four. That's another walk to Lexi Brazier. And they'll bring up a Maya Williams. Two out to right fielder first time up.
Hard to tell her to take a pitch here, but Lex is going to have the green light.
And she's going. Throw down the second, and she's in there easily with the steal.
All right, there she is. Amaya.
Williams just having an incredible season this year. We'll get to some stats after the next pitch. And she pops this one up. And that is back in. Oh, up against the fence. And Brazier's going to come in and score. Williams is going to end up on second base.
Page trade place.
Brings up Paige Rich now. And it's 2-0, Burton.
Need to have a big inning here.
And a girl. Rich sends his one to base hit. Williams is going to move on to third. Cubs on to hold her up. And Fritz now 2-for-2 in the game. Girl gets away, and now she's going to head up to second base. Heads up base running there by Fritz.
Boys in the top of the sixth, up 7-0.
Okay, looks like they're well on their way there.
Come on, Nat.
Now Natalie Hody, the batter. She hit it to a fielder's choice her first time up. And that one taking four balls, 1-0. Fouled away.
I know for her.
One ball, coach, one strike.
Gotta walk it off a little bit.
Coach Zorn gonna have a word with her.
I know her daddy's telling her, don't rub it. Come on, Matt, you can do this.
Right, second, third, only one out. And Hody, line drive caught by the third baseman. Throw the second, and Fritz just gets back in there.
Hit that ball on the nose, just right at it.
Yeah, and two down now brings up Ellis. Got an RBI single the first time up.
We need a one here, right here, so we get two more.
Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher, and Hamby delivers. A pie for a ball. It's 1-0.
Not much room behind the home plate. Gonna have to glance off for a Meyer on a wild pitch.
And blocking the dirt there by the catcher Thorson.
2-0.
Come on. Drive this up the middle.
And puts outside. Another good stop there by Thorson. Ends 3-0. Lacey Brazier waiting on deck. And that one,
it's going to
be a walk. Nice block again by Thorson. And that is going to be another walk. And third walk gone by the Lady Panthers. And that's going to load them up for Lacey Brazier.
I see a courtesy runner here for the catcher.
Yeah, Todd Cullen, Coach Zorn, talking to the ump. And I think that's probably right there. It's going to be Carol Andreal coming in to run.
She got some speed. If Lacey can hit this one in the gap, she'll score.
Karen Kelsey and her sisters. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Throwing the blank, you got me on that one, buddy.
Then no sisters, cousins, or...
Come on, Lacey. Right here, clutch.
Brazier had to hit her last time up. Fouls that one away. I was heading over that area where they're grilling the burgers. And no one won't count. Yeah, that one down in the dirt, blocked again by Thorson. Base is loaded. Two out here in the top of the third. Burton's got one run in and we're looking for more. They lead it 2-0.
Take a walk, but I'd rather have a hit.
Yep. And that one is a ball. It's 2-1.
It could be yours, Lacey. A girl.
And another one inside for a ball. 3-1 count now.
She got to come fat here. Drive it.
And foul tip. 3-2.
Runner's going to be moving on the pitch.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. And we get set in the next pitch.
Ball 4.
Not a walk in a run.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to make it 3-0, Burton, as Williams comes in to score. Rachel moved to third. And Ellis the second. Or actually, Landry Alt second. And now brings up Aaron Huntsman.
Senior, we need a hit here.
And it takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
You know what it looks like now.
She had 2 big hits for us the other night.
Swung and a miss, and it's 0-2.
Do it, Aaron. Come on.
Piss
it in there.
Drop in for a base hit.
And she boots it.
For
another one.
Possibly 3.
Get out. Get up, baby. Big hit by Aaron.
Yep, that's going to make it 6-0, Burton.
Melanie.
And now Melanie with the batter. And with her coming up here, that means Burton is batting around this inning. And they put the 5 spot here on Hamby. Oh, inside that hitter. Now Kelsey Landry on the batter. That's going to get a visitation to the circle. Yeah, let's see if we're going to get a change here of this just strategy session. Umpire allowing her a little extra time, Nick. Now he's going out to break it up. And apparently they aren't going to stick with Hamby for the time being. Yeah, Landry off batting. She popped it up to the catcher last time up. And down low ball in the dirt. 1-0.
Two outs here in the top of the third. Lady Panthers up 6-0. Nice to get her on with Lex coming up.
And that one, the ground ball is short. It'll flip the second and get the lead at, get the out there, and that'll retire the side.
Great inning.
So in the inning, Burton sends 10 batters to the plate to come up with 5 runs, and it's now 6-0 Burton. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And back we go here, bottom of the third inning. Burton leading this one 6-0. And squaring away to bunt is Brooklyn Gasnick. And that is a strike, 0-1.
And pull that bat back.
Yep.
Lacey was right in her shoes, too.
And bunted that one foul up the third base side. And it's quickly here, 0-2.
Put her away now. Put her away.
And a pot for a ball. 1-2. And next pitch to Gaswin.
Had a girl like
stand, got her on strikes. And just like that, there's 3 strikeouts in a row there for Lexi Brazier.
She's doing what she needs to do when you get to that bottom of the order. You need to put them away. This is number 9, you said?
Yes. Kayla Weaver, the first baseman.
Put her away, too, and then get to the top with nobody on.
Yeah, that first pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Oh.
strike call, 1-1. Strike call, 1-2.
And that's going to put her away. And a AB.
Strike three call. Another K there. And two down now brings up Skyla Thorson.
You see, Lex get more and more comfortable out there on the mound. Working it in and out. He's not giving that chest high strike, so she's adjusted.
This one, Thorson fouls that one over to the right side into the grassy knoll area behind the right, behind the first base dugout.
See the little one running to get it, and they're going to give him a snow cone.
And that one foul up the third base side. You can hear 0-2.
Didn't fool her on that changeup there.
Yeah.
She got her set up now. Blow this bar. Find this third one.
And outside for a ball, it's 1-2.
Legs right here.
Foul back in the screen. Count holds at 1-2. Here comes set next delivery. And that line drive.
Atta girl,
Skyla Huntsman for out number three. She got up for that rebound pretty good there.
Yeah.
And in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through three. Berkeley leads this one 6-0. Back with inning number four after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
They know I almost got that too early. Top of the order here, we could put this baby away.
Mm-hmm.
15 after 4?
I think it's 15 after 3. Okay, it looks like the boys fixing to put it away. Yeah, according, I got 8-0 now, top of the 7th.
10-9 rule them too and send them all back home.
Let's go. you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Let's go, Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers, all the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panther softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
There she is, Matt. They sit here now, 11.
Only 0 for 2 so far, but did reach on the fielder's choice for first time up.
Adam,
foul. Rolled the line all the way down and just at the last second hooked foul.
Let's put it in play. Put it in play. They're playing back, so they're giving us this run.
And Abby's next pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-1 count now on Hody. Too short.
Safe. Atta, baby.
For the infield hit and the run scores. Brings up Dallas. And it's just gone final. Burton Panthers baseball with a win over Edel 8-0 tonight. And so that means tomorrow night when we're going to go down to Duquesne West Fork. They can just one more win and they're moving on to area. Well, congratulations, Coach Thaler and his crew.
Great job.
I understand Tyler Witt had another big game, complete game. Four hits allowed and 11 strikeouts.
Jaeger be on the mound tomorrow to finish it. Good job.
Ellis is going to park that one up against
the Come on,
the
Nat. Pitch. Turn him on.
Already on the way home. And she scores and double for Ellis. And they're 9-0 Burton.
Yeah, great job by Thaler and that group. He's got a super team again. And now we got Tostin and a couple of other guys. They're leaving the game now to drive to Kingland to run in regional track with a shot to go to state, and a really good shot to go to state. So congratulations there also.
And good luck tomorrow at the meet. And that one fouled away by Lacey Brazier. Get a single and then drew a bases loaded walk her last time up.
She was way ahead of that pitch right there. Keep them hands back and drive it.
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-1. Still only one out here in the inning. Turns out hits it foul. Got a good piece of that one, just turned on a little too much.
You can see the body language a little bit in Granger right now. They kind of just going through the motions.
Yeah.
Now is when you just step on the gas and you just put them away and make them like it.
And taking for ball 2-2. And taking down low for ball 3-2 now. On Brazier.
One out, Ellis on second. 9-0 Burton.
And down low ball 4. Brazier draws her second walk. And they'll bring him Aaron Huntsman with a couple runners aboard.
She had that clutch hit last inning. Let's see if she came back to back. Let's
see if she can add on to it.
Come on, Aaron, you can do it.
Yeah, one inside for a ball, 1-1-0.
That'll be your pitch, Aaron. She's struggling out there.
Strike call, 1-1. Yeah, that one slow roller to first, and she's going to step on the bag for out number 2.
Out in their kitchen there, you're going to see a courtesy runner here coming home third.
And Nellie Wood the batter. And with 2 outs in the inning, they're going to send Ellis back in the dugout to get ready, and Carol Landry out to run.
Go, girls, one more! Go back over.
Woods hit into a double play and got punked her last time up.
Come on, help me right here.
Yeah, went outside for a ball, 1-0. It was actually 1-0, and then we got into the third inning. Burton putting five spot up, and now 3 so far here in the fourth.
Well, those other 2 runners out there would look really sweet.
And a pie for a ball. It's 2-0.
Anything on the grass, laces, one score.
And outside for a ball.
Get back.
Run back. And Landry all in there safely.
All 4.
Yeah, that's a lot. And they'll bring Kelsey Landry out now. Base is loaded.
Kelsey right here in 8. Come up, clutch. You can do this.
That's a 6 walk. Yes, you do the Lady Panther hitters.
I'd be on right here. I'd have her hanging over the top of that plate.
Yeah, well, low and away. Our low and inside of balls. 1-0.
That's when she should have skipped around like it hit her foot. Let's go.
Here's a strike call. It's 1-1.
All right, now you get a mate.
Taken for a ball, 2-1.
That's 8.
Yeah, one foul back in the defense. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Giving her encouragement.
to right center.
Gets the ball.
Base hit. Two runs and one. And Booth, Texas League single by Landry up. Brings two runs on. Makes it 11 to nothing, Burton.
It's like a screaming lining from here, though, boy.
And that's going to bring another visit out from the Granger coach.
Their head coach is pissed right now. That should have been caught.
They really should have.
But we'll take that.
And having a word with our players out there in the circle. And that will put the run rule into effect. Granger, they'll be in the home team. They still get the bat.
I'm pretty sure it's 15 after 4.
I think
going to have to play another either way. But you know what? Lex could bomb right here. Or if she is silly and walks her, then I'm going to call it. Maya is going over that scoreboard.
I'm just guessing at this point they probably don't have another pitcher.
And they were warming up. A left-hander out there before the game. But I know this is their ace.
And Lexi Brazier, the batter. That one, a pie for a ball. Yeah, it's 1-0.
Take another walk, Lex. Load these bases up for 3. And we'll put this game away.
Brazier's walked twice already. Scored one of the runs for Burton. And down low for a ball.
Get back.
2-0.
Way ahead, Lex. Got to be fat. Leg it out.
Ball is short. It'll go a second and get the force play. We're on the final out. But in the ending, Burton comes up with 5 more runs. They lead it 11-0 going to the bottom of the 4th inning. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsor.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
Gabby in the crowd here against Lexi Brazier. Down ball to first, Wood Upland. She'll run to the bag for out number 1.
Girls are feeling it. It's all smiles out there. Got that little extra pep in their step. Get that first out. Yep. Number 2 hitter, right? This is number 3 up.
Yep, this will be the pitcher, Hamby. She's got the only hit of the game for Granger, and that was off of Brazier back in the first inning.
She took that ball to right field, right?
Yep. And takes the pitch up high for a ball.
Go get her legs. 11 only, baby.
And one foul back. It's 1-1. One one pitch. And that one is in no man's land. Page.
Nice switch off.
Puts the first two away.
Sawed her off inside there.
Yeah.
Good job of Paige hustling in to get that ball.
Yeah. And now that brings up Crouch, the third baseman. And Crouch misses 0-1. Is outside for a ball. It's 1-1.
Ellis tried to pull that back in. Did you see that? A little bit too much, though. Good pitch.
Burton leading 11-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And this one, a fly ball out to left, dowling over.
Good job.
And she'll haul in for out number three. And so in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're heading to the fifth inning. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
And Amaya Williams at the plate now for the Lady Panthers. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And sends that one in the hole, and Williams is going to beat it out for the infield hit.
A little bit of power shortage there.
Yeah.
But I'll take, what is that, 3 hits for her?
Yep. She's got two doubles and a single.
All right, Paige, stay hot here. You go on and bomb one for me.
And that one down low for a ball.
Paige is a perfect, what, 3 for 3?
Yes, sir. 2 singles, double, a couple runs scored, and an RBI. Yeah. 1-0 pitch. I thought that was a play. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Here we go, Paige. Rip you another one here.
No, that's
And there you go. Over the left field base hit. And two runners on base for Burton. As the hitting parade continues, it brings up Natalie Hody.
Great job by the two seniors. Now let's have his sophomore clean them up.
And turns on that one, fouls it over into the third base dugout. 0-1 count on Hody. Strike call.
Hey, you all right? It only takes one nap right here.
And back-to-back singles by the Burton Panthers, and continued by Williams, and the single to left field by Fritz. We'll have two
bounds on the
way. Down the line, foul.
That didn't miss but by about 4 or 5 inches.
It was not by much, and Williams was off for the crack of the bat, so she'd have scored easily there.
Yeah. Keep battling that. Come on, win this battle.
And bounced up there a ball. It's 1-2.
Do it, Matt.
And that one down the line foul.
She's seeing that baby like a beach ball. Just need to keep them hands back.
Wait an extra second or two and then go for it.
She's got to put one more step in front of that box. Guess she can't get no further. Right on that chalk.
That one back to the pitcher. She's going to go to third and get the lead out.
You got to take your hat off. Tour has a good change up there, heading that way out in front.
It's a Williams erased while Fritz will move up to second. And now that will bring up Layla Ellis.
Ripped a double last time to left center.
Yeah, she's been on base, double, single, and a walk. Scored a couple of runs, driven in a couple of runs. And takes the pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
Come on, Lala.
And back to the pitcher. They're going to go to third and get the lead out. Throw to first. And almost made that close. Ellis was a little too gingerly up the line there.
Her nose a little bit too.
And it's a two down now. And Landry Elk going to come out of the dugout and run again. And brings up Lacey Brazier. Been on base all three times, a single and two walks.
Come on, Lacey.
And down low for a ball.
Face hit him.
And take a ball strike. And it's quickly 1-1. And a hitter.
All right, Aaron, base is loaded for you.
Loads the bases for Aaron Huntsman.
Nothing, top of five Lady Panthers with bases loaded.
And a pie for a ball,
A lot of speed on them bases. We just need something painted green out there.
And strike call, but and trying to throw down, see the catch hold it leaning, but she was back in there.
Threw this ball away in the left field. I would be mad at him. Come on, there.
That one foul over the on deck circle, and it's going to be 1-2 now.
Do this, Aaron. Come on now. And the middle's wide open.
And swing and miss. And that will be a strikeout, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, Burton comes up with no runs, two hits, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Burton moved just 3 outs to wrap this one up. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, and we are back. And it is Kenzie Vitek, the batter. She got an 0-2 count.
I agree.
Free call. Has one down. And that'll bring up Sienna Cortez.
Lou kind of opened that up finally. Got one of those chest-high strikes. Maybe 2 outs away, Doug.
And that one up high for a ball. And it is 1-0 to Sienna Cortez.
Lexi got that little smirk on her face. She said, I'm the same pitch.
And that one fouled away. 1-1.
Go, girls. Maybe.
Pitch is the strike call, and it's 1-2.
Finish her off here. Yes, sir.
And swing and a miss. Down on strikes. Two down. And now one more ought to do it.
She K'd this one last time, too, didn't she?
Yep. Marva Brenrostro, the right fielder.
Don't play with her, Lex. Finish it out.
No wall.
And that pitch taken for a ball is 1-0. And a pie for a ball, 2-0.
Come on now, 14. Now you go get her.
And a pie for a ball. 3-0 count now on Ben Rostro.
Yeah, all the way back here, play catch.
And a strike call. 3-1.
Right there, Lex.
And that one foul away.
On pitch now. One pitch, Lex. Finish her up.
A powerful ball.
First walk of the game for her, right?
Yep. And brings up Brooklyn Gastlin. Yeah, that one swung out and missed 0-1. This one struck out her first time up against Lexi.
I'm not going to say she needs a K her because she walked the last one when I said it. So I'm going to say gone and put her away. That up,
swung and missed 0-2. And now brings her down to the final strike.
Don't toy here. Just blow it straight down the middle.
And that one fouled away. And so, guess what? Holt hanging in there. It's count is still 0-2. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Burton leading 11-0 in this one game winner take all playoff. And that one is a ground ball. Fritz should have it.
Yeah, first ball game.
And Britain wins this one 11-0. They are your area round champs. And they live to go another round deep in the playoffs. And that'll take us to our post-game show. And we'll be back with the post-game after we hear, this time let's do 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panther softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
And we're back here, and the Burton Lady Panthers get the win tonight over the Granger Lady Lions. And Darryl, what a big win. Burton doing what they always seem to be doing lately, going out and taking care of business and getting the quick win here tonight.
You'll hear me say this every time at a softball game. It starts in that circle. And Lex threw a tremendous game tonight. One hit, one walk. Let them put it in play, and when they put it in play, Paige made probably, what, five or six outs. One fly ball to left field to Abby. She caught. Melanie got one ball, ground ball the first. Other than that, they made all the routine plays. She didn't walk to put runners on base. And then when we came in the bat, we had a lot of errands, two out. Hit it to me, broke their back. That was huge. They almost got off the hook, but Aaron got that ball out there with two outs. We scored two or three runs there. Next inning, we come up and scored the five or six. And, the whole lineup was putting the ball in play. We didn't get the long ball tonight, but we hit the ball hard. But once again, pitching, defense, timely hitting. We didn't play the bunting game tonight. We really didn't have to and everything, but that is going to come into play when we move to this next game, whether it'll be...
Looks like right now it's going to be Woodsboro. They won their first game yesterday, and they're winning 4-0 so far tonight. So
okay.
Looks like it's probably going to be Woodsboro.
All right. But whoever we play, these girls are going to be ready. They're led by the seniors. Look what Paige did tonight. Perfect night at the plate. Great game at second base. That's what you want out of a senior.
Yep.
Senior leadership. You gotta have a leader to take you. You know, is she vocal? When she needs to be. But most of the time, it's just, hey, lead by example. And I'm going to go get those girls up here quick.
In the meantime, we'll take another break and be back in here another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth.
They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
I wanna rock!
All right, and we are back. And we welcome in the post-game show. And joining us now, we got Maya Williams and Lexi Brancher. And ladies, congratulations on this win here tonight.
Thank you.
Words, this one a little more focused now because y'all had to do, it was just a one game only versus best two out of three. And for the first couple of innings, it was kind of close, but then the third inning is where y'all really busted the game wide open. And take us through that third inning, what y'all were seeing up there.
To be honest, we were really focused on obviously scoring runs because it was a 1-0 ball game for a while. And so we just did our best with, you know, scoring runs and putting in good quality at-bats and keep playing defense.
I know that we were just looking for our pitch out there. The pitcher was kind of struggling to get in the zone. I know for my first two at-bats, I didn't get to see a strike. So just going out there and just looking for your pitch and looking to score, it was just all about focus at that point.
Yeah, and then in the third and the fourth inning, too, y'all were able to come back and put up a couple of big innings there and put this one away. And it was everybody contributing up and down the lineup. Looked like everybody got in the game.
Yes. Everybody did their part, no matter if it was, you know, putting in a good quality at bat, scoring runs, no matter what. Everybody did their part, for sure.
I definitely think that the bottom of our lineup did a good job today, scoring runs. We had, I know, at times, bases loaded, so they did a great job taking opportunities and scoring those runs.
Yeah, and like I said, great job out there in the circle. Not only two base runners the whole game, and looked like your stuff was working pretty good for you.
Yes, sir. I was really just focusing on hitting my spots tonight. I know that first hit, I just, after that, had to just settle in, and the umpire had a tighter strike zone than what we normally see, so just being really consistent in hitting my spots and focusing in on that. And I had my defense behind me, did a great job of playing those balls that were put in play and kept it clean defense.
Yep, and now you'll move on. Right now it's looking like it's probably going to be Woodboro next week. And I know the enthusiasm is there because this is about, I think, where y'all were at last year in the playoffs. So I know y'all are looking to get to this round again and this time move past.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank y'all for joining us. Congratulations on the win. And we will catch you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. And we'll be back after we hear some more from, let's hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a picture with you?
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Go, fight, win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Nice. All right, and back we go here, and we're joined now by Paige Fritsch and also Coach Zach Zorn joining us. And first of all, congratulations on this big win here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, Paige, y'all came out, and it was actually pretty close there for the first couple of innings, and then looked like when the third inning came around, y'all were able to flip that switch and take it to them in the third and fourth.
Yes, sir. We came out, you know, we had some hits, but they just weren't falling our way, and then I think the more confident we got within the game, we started putting up more confident bats and playing more confident. And I think we really started having fun, and then we cruised on from there.
Yeah, and then when y'all were in the field, they made it a pretty busy night for you. You had a
yes,
lot
sir.
Of chances out there.
Yes, sir. I was on my toes all night.
And, of course, Lexi coming out had another great game there in the circle. Talk about the job she did this evening.
She always does great. I know I always have confidence in her. She threw some really good pitches, making some easy plays for me. But yeah, she did great. I always have confidence in her, and yeah.
Yeah, and of course, we all with this group of seniors here. another win in the books, another round deep in the playoffs, going towards reaching that ultimate goal.
Yes, this win felt great. I know we might have came out a little slow, but I felt even better when the night went on. But yeah, we're chipping away one game at a time. We know this is the last run, and we're going to make the most of it.
All right. Well, Paige, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Coach Zorn, first of all, I just want to get some of your overall thoughts on the game tonight.
Yeah, just kind of how Paige said it. You know, I thought the first couple innings, you know, we hit some balls hard. Couldn't get them to drop. You know, we had a few base running blunders there that kind of got us out of the inning a little earlier than what it should have. But, you know, after those middle innings, you know, the hits started to fall. We kept our at-bats competitive. And, you know, as far as defensively, I mean, I thought Lexi threw a heck of a game. She hit her spots, stayed in the zone the entire night, you know, and defensively, I mean, we were solid behind her. You know, and yeah, we were able to build that kind of cushion and take off with it in the middle inning. So,
yeah, and when you're talking about the defense, but yeah, no errors tonight, perfect in the field, and limited them to just two base runners.
Yeah, no, like I said, Lexi, I thought attacked him, you know, about as well as she has all season. You know, and defensively, we had a great game behind her. Anytime you keep the opposing team from scoring, your chances of winning are pretty good. So,
yeah. Never lost a game that I haven't let the other team score a game.
Exactly right. So yeah, no, extremely pleased and proud of the way we played those two aspects of the game.
And now you get to move on to the next round, and looks like it's probably going to be Woodboro. And what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I got to watch them a couple of times. They're a competitive team, you know, rightfully so. You get into these rounds and everybody's going to be competitive, you know, but the focus is going to stay within ourselves and you know, what we can do to, you know, improve. And I'm excited about the matchup. I know the girls are. We're going to celebrate this one and get you preparing for them.
All right. And one last thing, Coach, just came out the yesterday, there was the Texas High School Coaches Association Academic All-State Team, and all of your seniors achieving that honor this year. I know that had to make you proud.
Yeah, no, that right there alone. yeah, I can't speak of how excited I was and just how proud as a coach I am to, and lucky at the same time, to be surrounded by such not so even great athletes, you know, but even better humans. They play hard on the field, but the business that they take care of in the academic world as well. Man, I'm so blessed to be surrounded by great people. So,
all right, Coach Zach.
Before you leave, though, give me those two lines that you always say about when you're on the field, you want to get in, and when you're batting, you want to stay. Give me those two lines.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the goal of every game. When you put the glove in your hand, you want to get it off as quick as possible. And when you got the bat in your hand, you want to keep it in there as long as possible.
There you go. All right. Coach Zorn joining us on the post game. Back before we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic.
They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers, all the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panther softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, back we go. Time now to take a look at the final stats for this one. And for the Burton Lady Panthers, at Lexi Brazier, who was 0-for-2 officially, but did reach base on a field of choice and also had two walks to score a run. Maya Williams was 3-for-4, two doubles, a single, and two runs scored and an RBI. Paige Fritch was 4-for-4 on the night, three singles, a double, RBI, and two runs scored. Natalie Hody, 1-for-4, but did reach base on the fielder's choice twice. She had an RBI single as well and scored a run. Layla Ellis was on base all four times. Single, double, walk, fielder's choice. Two RBIs and two runs scored. Lacey Brazier was on base all four times. Single, two walks, hit by a pitch. Also had an RBI and two runs scored. Erin Huntsman with a big three-run double, and she was 1-for-4 on the night. Melanie Wood on base twice. It was hit by a pitch and walked. And Kelsey Landry all 1-for-3 with a two-run single. And Lexi Brazier went the distance all five innings, giving up just one hit and one walk. And let's see, for the final strikeout total, I think it was six strikeouts in the game. So that is your final stats, and we'll be back with the final wrap, we'll be back with more of the post game as we send you back to the studio, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom! Benjamin Moore Paint Colors! They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
K&H Portable Toilets. Celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Go Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, as we come back here, and mark your calendars, the 2026 UIL State Softball Championships take place May 28th through May 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at UILTexas.org/softball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/softball. And once again, your final score here, Burton Lady Panthers win it 11-0 in this winner-take-all game for the Area Round Championships, and also the Burton Panther baseball team. They won their game 8-0, and just getting underway is the Brenham Cub game, and we'll be sending that to you momentarily. Steven and Tommy with a call there, but Cubs and Dayton, and good luck to the Cubs on that one. We're going to take one final break and be back, and Daryl and I will be back to wrap it up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, and we're back to wrap it up here. Once again, the final score, Burton Lady Panthers win 11-0. And Daryl, another big win is this big red machine that keeps moving on.
Yeah, just can't say enough how proud of the amount of fans that came up here to support these girls. The job that Coach Owen and Coach Smith are doing. And just the athletes out there. Given 110% with all of our goal being intent to get into that state. And I'm pulling so hard for these girls. You know, Amaya, Paige, Erin, Abby, and Melody, they're seniors. You know, like Paige said, this is their run. The last time they're going to put that Lady Panther softball uniform on. They're never going to forget it, and they're always going to be Lady Panthers for the rest of their life. And, you know, it's such a great feeling, the support, the texts that we get while we're doing the game, that the people are listening back home that couldn't make it, pulling for these. You know, we're split with the guys playing further off. You know, a lot of those people want to be here. We want to be there, you know. But, hey, let's just keep winning and keep having fun. Ultimate goal is we can double dip. Boys go, girls go, and we win the whole thing. Got to take one at a time, though, you know. You don't ever get too confident, too cocky. You have to be cocky when you're good. These girls have a right to be cocky. But they understand we got to come out here and play every game like it's our last. Every pitch like it's, I'm going to drive this out the park. We didn't have a home run tonight, but you know what? Next week when we go up to wherever, if we go to Quarrel and play, I'm thinking we get four or five of them. You know, just a little damp in the air tonight. I'm going to call it was a heavy ball and everything. But once again, so proud. Thanks for all the sponsors, the radio station, for letting us play up here, getting to take it back home to family and friends that get to listen to us. And just so proud to be from Burton and a Panther and a Lady Panther.
There we go. That's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank the good folks here at Bastrop for their hospitality this evening. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, as Daryl said, thank you to all our sponsors who make our broadcast possible here on the radio. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Dr. Daryl said good night, everybody.
Tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game is made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Conjura Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Brenham Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Dominant Associates, Plan North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Harmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizens State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Blinn College, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Thielemann Construction, The Mattress Guys, Tegeler Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Services, The Paint Warehouse, Coach's Insurance, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Now we'll take you to the Brenham Cubs game on the mainstream.